Rapid antigen tests are being rolled out to pharmacies and to businesses from next month as part of a raft of COVID-19 mitigation measures. But these tests, which detect the presence of specific proteins rather than the virus's genetic material, can miss cases of COVID-19, according to a new study out in the New Zealand Medical Journal. One of the authors of the study is Dr. James Usher, a microbiologist at the University of Otago. Kia ora, good morning to you.
Kia ora, Guy.
What did this study show?
Look, in the study, which was largely run out of LabPlus at Auckland Hospital, we evaluated a range of rapid tests, both rapid antigen tests and rapid nucleic acid amplification tests, so like PCR, or including PCR. We showed that, as expected from overseas work, that the rapid nucleic acid amplification tests are more sensitive, and some are more sensitive than others, and they're all considerably more sensitive than the rapid antigen tests.
What is the magnitude of the miss, if you like? I mean, how many of these cases can they miss? Or are these false positives, false negatives? What's the problem here?
Look, the rapid antigen tests do perform well, it should be said. I mean, so these were samples looking at a range of amounts of virus, and they certainly miss a reasonable number of samples when there's lower amounts of virus. But we know from clinical studies overseas that in the first week of illness, especially when people are symptomatic, that the rapid antigen tests perform reasonably well, and the good ones can pick up 80 or 90% of people who are symptomatic in that first week of illness. But they will miss people earlier in the course of infection, and they will miss people sort of after that first week of infection. And you're not going to pick everyone up. So it all depends on the setting in which you're using them, how much tolerance you've got for missing cases. And I think as we move from an elimination, as we've moved away from elimination strategy, our threshold for our comfort with missing cases increases.
What is the valuable setting for these rapid antigen tests? Where are they best deployed?
Look, I think rapid antigen tests are going to actually be best for frequent testing of people in places where they may be being the risk of being exposed to the virus, so in workforces, so particularly maybe hospital staff who are working, for example, on a COVID ward, you might be using these on a daily basis, or in other workplace settings when you've got regular screening. I think they also potentially have a role for taking away some of the low-value testing burden from the laboratories. For example, some of the boundary testing has been low yield and could potentially be replaced with rapid antigen tests. Although there will be some logistics around how you do that. These are typically lateral flow assays. So that, what I mean by that is they are essentially like a pregnancy test. They need a nasal swab. Then that's put into a buffer, and you apply that to the cartridge, and then you can look to see whether it's a positive or negative test. But all up, that process can take somewhere between 15 and 30 minutes. So there are, and is requires a person to be taking the swab and to be running the test. So
yeah,
there
so
are
you can,
logistical
you could,
constraints.
Yeah, but you can get a result back in 20 or 30 minutes, can you?
Yes, you can.
And is this sort of idiot proof? I mean, could I do it?
Look, they're designed for the general public to use. I mean, there are two sorts. The kits that are most prevalent in the country at the moment are for a healthcare worker to perform, but there are also versions of the kits, of the same kits, that are packaged and designed for members of the public to use. They are relatively straightforward to use. They do perform better when a healthcare worker does it, presumably because they take a better swab and because they're also used to reading it. The lines can be quite faint, but I mean, I think there's been plenty of experience overseas with people using them themselves, and they certainly can have a role to play. And I think if we're going to, from a logistics perspective, be using these widely, then we're going to have to look at having people doing it themselves.
Indeed.
But some of the issues around that is, how do you capture the data to know whether the tests have been done, whether you've got positive results. And another important thing to note with these tests is while they're, you talked about false positives before, while they're pretty good as far as their, what we call their specificity goes, so they're pretty good at calling a negative, they're not quite as good as our standard tests. And especially when there's not a lot of virus in the community, a positive is more likely to be a false positive than a true positive. So any program that's set up, it's going to be important to have mechanisms to follow up testing with PCR for those people who test positive.